You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome.
Yeah.
I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is
the official
OPT Network. The what show?
The bigger show.
And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this Tuesday morning, May 27th, if your morning is just getting underway, it's 7:38 local time, 8:38 Eastern time. And I don't know about you, and I'm going to probably say this at least for the first full week that there is no school. I feel a sense of, just a sense of relief. No homework, no hurrying in the morning, no getting there. No going through school zones, no school buses. It just gives you a sense of freedom in the morning. I don't know about you, but we certainly feel it. As we were traveling in this morning, it was a clear morning, no fog. The traffic was rolling really, really well. And not too warm outside. Really, not necessarily cool, but just a really, really nice morning. And so we hope that your morning is off to a great start. A lot of people traveled home on yesterday, so we hope that people made it back to their destination safely. And for many of you, this Tuesday morning might feel like your Monday morning if you were off on yesterday, if you had the long weekend. Hopefully you had a great time and you got enough rest to get yourself productive and ready this morning. And hopefully you got a little bit of the carryover of the momentum from yesterday on Momentum Monday. And you know, we talk about momentum, but we need it every single day. Now, During the summer months, we're going to ask you every single day to make sure that you watch out for kids, not necessarily in school zones, but everywhere. What we have been seeing as we've been traveling around D.C. are that kids are everywhere. They're walking the streets. They're just up and down, in and out. And this is what we're noticing. And parents, we all need to have a conversation with our young people. They are not wanting to move out of the street for cars. And what young people have to know, and older people as well, is that cars hurt. You got to get out of the way of cars. Cars, we have to stay, drivers, we have to stay engaged. We have to make sure that we're watching out for those who are not watching out for themselves. And that means a lot of little kids on bicycles, enjoying, you know, the first days of summer, enjoying that freedom. You know, kids don't want to get up in the morning for school. But when they don't have school, they're up, and those kids that still like to ride bicycles and skateboards and all of those activities, those outdoor activities, are out and about. So we want to make sure that you stay engaged throughout the day, the entire day, and even through the evening hours. Many kids are unattended for summer, so that means that we have to be vigilant. We're going to remind you every single day. Parents, make sure that you ask your kids not to use headsets, especially walking on the streets. And if they must, you got to keep them at a rate that you can hear. And even for us, DC, when we exercise, we like to have the headsets on, and it can just really be dangerous. A lot of times there are cars coming behind you, cars coming in front of you. You can see those, of course, but if you're not constantly watching, then you're not necessarily able to hear a vehicle and notice that one is coming up on you. So just things to watch out for during the summer months, and we're going to keep reminding you, keep you on point. This morning, DC, I want to know one thing. How are you feeling? Today is day 14, and really the final day of induction.
The final day.
How does it feel?
It feels really, really good, Corlett. Mm-hmm. Really. I mean, I really do feel good. It's like all that sugar and stuff has come out of my body. Mm-hmm. It's actually detoxed out.
Mm-hmm. You think it's totally detoxed?
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's probably some lingering mm-hmm. around in there, you know. But what I'm finding over these last 14 days, though, Carlett, is really a lot of this stuff is really mental. Mm. You know?
How so?
You know, I find myself, you know, I understand that I'm not hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've eaten and I've had my little, you know, sweet with no calories in it, or, you know, that.
No sugar.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You know, and all of a sudden something will say, what about those donuts? You know,
those donuts are still trying to call.
How about a brownie?
Are those donuts just trying to call?
Yeah. I mean, and I don't even care for donuts. I'm mm-hmm. not even a donut eater.
Mm-hmm.
But I really do believe, you know, the candy and stuff, what it's really about is the sugar that's in it, and not about actually liking sugar as much.
Mm-hmm.
As I actually thought I did. And I'm starting to really understand my addiction to sugar. It is an addiction.
Wow. But you're feeling really good about it after day 14 and feeling like maybe this time.
Well, after day 13, because this is day 14. But I really do. I feel, you know, I mm-hmm. feel like, you know, I'm going to make it the 14 days. Actually, right now it's starting to get, it's not really physical. It's more mental. And that's leading me to believe that maybe I need to do some more stuff, because I need to change my mental makeup about how I approach this situation.
And what does that mean?
That means that I need to get my mind off of, because it Uncle New used to say it centers in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my problem is happening in my mind and not my body. Wow. And my body is actually suffering because of what my mind is telling it to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a mind over matter thing. And now that I'm understanding and seeing that that's exactly what it is, I'm starting to want to kind of approach it a different way.
Hmm. And so what will that approach be for you on this time, you think?
Well, right now it's really what I should have been doing all along, and that is putting my body under submission, not only to my mind but also to the word, because the really, you know, overeating is glutton.
Hmm. Wow.
It's one of those cardinal sins.
Right. You've really been having some real deep thoughts about it.
Yes, huh? I really have. I really have, because I really am sick and tired of being, you know, at a place where I just do not want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do not want to be overweight, and I'm really starting to act out about not being overweight. And so now I'm starting to take major action, you know, and I'm actually praying about it. You know, this has been a thing that, you know, I figured I could do for myself. And, you know, right before we went on, I was telling you, you know, I have to go back to step one and understand that I'm powerless over a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what I have to do.
And what does that mean for people who are listening? Because I thought that was really interesting. We were talking about that this morning, that sometimes you just have to go back to step one. What does that mean?
Yeah, I just have to go back to step one and understand, no matter how good things are going, no matter how bad things are, no matter what's going on, I'm not in control. And I have to constantly remind myself that I am not in control of this. Just, you know, there's, I don't even know where to begin of saying what I'm not in control, because I'm not in control of anything.
And don't you think you that's know? One of our biggest flaws as human beings, wanting to be in control over those things that we really have no control over?
Yes, I think so. And for me, you know, I have to remind myself that I'm not in control. And then I have to remind myself who's in control and how I need to go about my days.
Mm-hmm.
Because what will happen is, if I don't do that, I'll start having this illusion of control.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll start making decisions based on an illusion.
Mm.
And then that's where my problems kick in.
And so when do you realize that that's happening? Because a lot of us have issues with that very thing, control.
Well, because I've been practicing, you know, relinquishing control to a power that's greater than me since I started in this line of recovery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every now and then, or every little while, it'll be like I start getting consumed with thoughts and ideas of the way I need to do things, what I need to do, how I should do it, versus just saying to the power that I appreciate and worship and know is my God, just asking, hey, what you want me to do next? It's really that simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what should I do now? How should I approach this next thing? And meditate on that and see and seek guidance for what I need to do next. Because if I don't do that, I'll start doing things out of my information, which is my intellect, which all that is a lot of information.
Right.
And it's a way that seems right to me, but it's, you know, I have to qualify that to make sure that it's the right way to go. And if I don't, you know, I'll find myself down a road where I have to come back down that road and do it right. So I'm tired of doing stuff over.
And, you know, for us, along for many, many years, I'm sure like a lot of other people, got into self-will. And when you have so much intellect and so much information, it's easy to convince yourself about why you should be doing a thing.
Absolutely.
And I think that that comes on the cusp of new growth. Don't you think? Whenever you're moving, I think I do, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Whenever you're moving from one area to another area, like you've hit a plateau, whether it's in weight loss, whether it's where you are moving to the next level, there's always a little bit of apprehension. There's always a little bit of uncertainty. And those are the types of issues that will put you into, I gotta do it. They will put you into that control mechanism of, let me do it now. And what life has taught us is that we're just gonna be still. We're gonna go back to step one, and we're just gonna flow. You know, just be in the flow and just be still and wait for the next download, because it's coming.
Right. It's coming. And that's the part I think you learn as you get older, because you start to get wiser and you start to realize, okay, what happened the last time I was in a situation like this? When I acted, when I decided to act prematurely, it always comes out bad. But when you wait on the Lord, you know, when you seek God and wait on him,
right,
to do what it is that you're going to do next, because you don't really, and you really do have to admit that you don't really know what to do at that particular time. You know, I really don't know. There's several different ways that I can go.
Right.
You know, there's many doors open, and I don't know which one to walk through, really. And before I walk through the one, I'd like to get some type of confirmation from God, however he confirms things with us. There's so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes he uses a power outside of ourselves, which could be another person.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he'll use, you know, just a drop something in your spirit, mm-hmm. just a thought, and you know. But there's so many different ways. But when it happens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just kind of know when you know her. And, you know, I really like moving around like that versus just, oh, let me think about this. And even though I still want to use my natural mind to think about things and process mm-hmm. stuff, because some things are just stupid on its face. It's like, okay, I wouldn't do that.
Right.
Because, you know, that's no rule in accordance with this situation is saying do it like that. So you wouldn't just go out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like Keith Moore said, you don't want to get rid of your intellect altogether. You just don't want it to be the dominant force that controls everything that you do, because sometimes, a lot of times, it'll let you down.
Mm-hmm. I love what Keith Moore says. He says we should be rein trained, like a horse, and the horse is reins. And when a horse is rein trained, when you guide the horse in either direction, just slightly, like we are led in the spirit realm, just slightly, the horse just moves in whichever direction that he's led. And that's how we want to be able to move, and that's how we hope that you're moving this morning. And it's all a part of process, of your process and our process. And when we realize that the process has to take hold, there is no way around the process. You just can't beat the process. You got to go through the process. But switching gears, speaking of process, and as I think of process, LeBron James talked about balance. I guess we do. Do we need to get a break here, DC? We're going to get a break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about LeBron James and the Heat, King James, the Miami Heat versus the Pacers. It's that time of the year. It's the NBA playoffs. And boy, it's getting hot. But, I mean, it's almost some inevitabilities there, I'm thinking. But, you know, anything can happen. Anything can happen. You're on point. It's 7:52 local time, 8:52 Eastern. We're going to get a break here, but when we come back, we'll have more. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is our top priority. For more information, you can phone them at 318-445-9700. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard, right here in Alexandria, across from Hobby Lobby. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website 24/7, www.hicksonhasit.com. Don't forget, hurricane season is fast approaching. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, right here in Alexandria. For home, auto, and life, you can phone Rosa and her team, 318-487-1881. We're going to get a break, everybody, but we're back in a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA. way.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union. The Credit Union with a heart.
Part of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Bavall's Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket.
Whatever you're craving, I got it.
You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a Tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.
Okay, how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Price and participation. You can dance. You can dance.
Music can be so-
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, we're at the top of the hour, 8 a.m. local time, 9 a.m. Eastern time. And, of course, it's that time of the year that we love, love, love. It's playoff time, NBA playoff time. And, boy, it has not been disappointing. The Heat versus the Spurs. I'm going to tell you, I thought that, you know,
the Heat.
Versus the Pacers. Last night's game, 102-90, you know, what do you say? LeBron talked about balance. I love what he said in the last one of the last interviews he gave. He said, you know, the interviewer was asking him about growing in the league and still really being such a young man, only at about 29 years young. And he talked about the differences of starting in the league at about 18 and how he's progressed. And he said what he had to learn, D.C., was balance. And I guess that's pretty much essentially what we're talking about this morning, balance. And then when he went on to expound on what he meant, he said, you know, what I realized in the beginning is that I would get so high if we won. And then on the other end of the pendulum, I would get so low if we lost. I'd be down on myself. I'd be beating myself up. And we saw that from LeBron as a young player. And he said what he's learned the most is that balance. And you can see the maturity in his play, and you can see a lot of the balance. And for me, when he said that, it just really resonated in my own inner self, because most of us don't have that sort of balance. You know, the highs are so high, and then the lows are so low that you never find that sort of even kilter. Well, you know, it looks like, D.C., in this series, it looks like the Heat are going to overtake the Pacers. Do you think that the Pacers will be able to rebound and come back and give it a run?
No. I think that, you know, a lot of times teams can do that, you mm-hmm. know. But I don't even think they can give it a run. I think that, you know, the Heat has shown themselves to be the dominant team, and I think they've gone in and broken the will of the Pacers.
Mm.
And I think that the Pacers understand, too, that the Heat is just too much for them to handle.
Wow.
And, you know, they're pros. You know, they're trying to win. I'm going to tell you, they got some good players on the Pacers team. But they just don't have the team to beat the Heat. Not this year.
So you think that the Heat has gone in and broken the Pacers' will.
Oh, they just
You think they're broken?
Oh yeah, they're ready for it to be over. The Pacers are. They're just, you know, you can see it on them. You know, when you've been around sport a long time, you can just see that the other team
mm-hmm.
when they realize that they're just outmanned. You know.
But you know, the Heat has started off, you know, in really the last two games, they've started off really slow. Last night, of course, they came out of the blocks, they came out firing, they came out hot.
Right.
You know, Chris Bosh has not been a factor. Last night he was. He scored 25 points, 6 rebounds, but really he hasn't been a real factor.
But that's what I mean, Carlette. When you look at a team that's like, okay, the Miami Heat, they're starting off behind every game, but they managed to win. Then they start off winning and they dominate you the whole time. There was no lead changes. They kept the lead the whole game.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, unless they just have a just horrible game, which, you know, at this time in the season where they're just popping off on all cylinders, everybody's healthy. You know, Dwayne Wade has rested up over the season and mm-hmm. now he's ready to come on. You know, even though he didn't do as much last month, whenever you get two of the big three that dominate, 9 times out of 10, the Heat win. You know, and not to mention some nights all of them are going to, you know, they just – the team that Pat Riley put together is doing exactly what they decided it was going to do
mm-hmm.
when they made the decision to pay each one of them $100+ million.
Wow.
You know, and so what they did was put together a dynasty. And, you know, a lot of people said that when they got together that time and had that big old meet,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, a lot of people didn't think that they were going to win the championship. NBA championship mm-hmm. every year. But ever since they've gotten together,
mm-hmm.
they've been in the NBA Finals, which means that the Miami Heat has gotten all the money that they could possibly get from their basketball team. Even though the first year they didn't win, they went and they played every game that was played in basketball.
Right.
After they finished playing, it was no more basketball. So even though they didn't win the title, they still got all of the money, which is what the franchise is really about. It's about the profit. And so, you know, this year, if they go to the NBA Finals again, which is looks like what they're about to do, you know, it's almost like Pat Riley is the genius that he is. I mean, and then, you know, he put it all together.
I think very few people, I know myself, let me just say, most people just have never looked at it from that point of view. And only a person that has the ability to think business and dollars really, I think, kind of saw it like that, that it did exactly what it was drawn up on the chalkboard to do.
Even if they don't win the title, they still made all of the money. I mean, you know, they got all the TV money. They got all the money that could possibly be gotten by pay. And so now it looks like people were like, oh, okay, the salary cap's going to get them. This is going to get them. But what a lot of people didn't really understand is that because their team is so good and they got those three people, other people will come in and play for less money just to win championships. And, you know, i.e. Ray Allen, who came in, he's happy to pick up a few more championships on his way out because he's the second oldest player in the NBA. And not only that, you know, he's winning a few more championships, but he's also contributing to them winning those championships.
You know, I love what Chris Bosh said. He said, somebody said, you know, Chris, you could have your own team. And he said, yeah, I've thought about that. I could have my own team, but I like winning, and I like winning championships. So that supersedes me having my own team. And it really speaks to, you think, you know, they have the big three and a lot of egos probably come into play, but it looks like they really understand the dynamic of what they have, and they understand winning championships.
Yeah, and I think in the beginning they knew that, okay, we're three superstars coming together, and, you know, everybody had to accept and understand and appreciate that LeBron is the superstar.
Right.
But he's so humble, and he has so much humility that even though he's the man, he's big enough to see others around him good. And a lot of, you know, a lot of times people are just not, they're too small to see others succeed. And so that's why you have a lot of people, a lot of superstars on the same team. Some of them can't really understand that some superstars are bigger than other superstars. And so they can't really help each other along. And I think what's happening is at the OKC situation, they got a situation where they have two superstars, but they can't win.
And, you know, I think
they hadn't been able to just finish, win it all with Westbrook and Durant.
And I think that what you said is really important, and I don't know if people really caught that, that even no matter where you are in life, if you're a leader in the spectrum of things, you have to be big enough in your own mind that you don't have a problem bringing others along.
Bringing others along.
And I love what he did with Chris Bosh. They said, you know, LeBron really felt that Chris, because he had not had, he hadn't been having a good series, he really hasn't been contributing, he really took the time one-on-one to encourage him.
Right.
And to make sure that he knew that he was still a contributor, he was still a big part of this dynasty and this team. And so when Chris Bosh was asked about his conversation with LeBron, he said, you know what, I don't need pity. But he took it on like a man.
Right.
He said, what I need to do is I need to play better. I need to step my game up.
I need to do my job.
I need to do my job.
And you have to appreciate the unit that they have, because LeBron is such a superstar that he makes the people around him better and makes them to be even bigger, better superstars. So, you know, and that's in any given situation. If you look at a situation, it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a team, whether it's a church, whatever it is, if you're not bringing anybody else up, you got to look at yourself. If you're the leader of that situation,
right,
you may be too small in your thinking to help anybody else. And that, if you are like that, then you're not a leader. You really, or you might just be, need to be in somebody else's situation. Because leaders bring others up. And that's what LeBron is. He's a natural-born leader.
And, you know, you talk about it in terms of LeBron and quote-unquote King James and, and all of his greatness and all of the things that he has done in the time that he's been in the league. But that is and should be relegated, as you said, in any situation.
Yes.
And we see it every single day, and we talk about it, and we really try to encourage others, because we know that we're not just here for ourselves, that when you really are moving, you got to make sure that others are able to move as well, and not be so small in your own thinking that you think that somebody else is doing well is going to hinder you. Right.
Right. They're going to move past you. And that's something right there. That's one of those situations. And you hear us talk about that on this program a lot. You know, we believe in looking at self. You know, we don't throw blame around or blame others. And, that, you know, we have to look at what we're doing, how we're doing it, what, you know, and what we can do to be of assistance to others. But, you know, we're not trying to get into anybody else's calling.
Absolutely. And, you know, I guess people are saying, they're talking about the NBA playoffs, but when you are married to a man who studies people and who his background is in behavioral science, we look at even sporting events, and we look at what shrouds those events, and we look at those as learning situations and instances where we can learn and where we can teach our young person, our son, you know, about leadership and really what that means. And none of these guys are perfect. We're not putting, you know, any athletes on a pedestal. But when you see examples of that, you certainly can really point to that and say, this is what leaders do. Leaders lead. And leaders don't always have to be out front. They understand how to esteem others more highly than they esteem themselves. And you always hear LeBron uplifting his team.
Yes.
The team concept.
Absolutely.
And so moving over, of course, LeBron and the Heat, the Pacers, are in the Eastern Conference Finals. Moving out to
West
to the Spurs and OKC, it just doesn't look like Durant and company are going to be able to overcome the Spurs.
It doesn't look like that, but let's not forget these are pros. And I'm going to tell you, you know, Kevin Durant, who is the MVP of the NBA, is an awesome basketball player.
But he can't do it alone.
No, he can't do it alone. But they've got some good players around them. I'm going to tell you, they've got, you know, they're playing a team that I think is an anomaly. You know,
The Spurs.
They have players who have played together for a long time, and it looks like they're just they are defying age. You know, Tim Duncan and the little Frenchman,
Ginobili.
Ginobili and
Shabaka.
The boy that was married to
Tony Parker.
Yeah, Tony Parker.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you know, these guys have been playing, and they know how to kill you. You know, they know how to put. You know, they know how to they go for the kill. And they know how to close the deal, you know, because if they catch you down bad and catch you weak, they will go ahead and put the dagger in. You know, I love that about them, because what they do is, and even if they're Coach Popovich, once they realize you're going to win, they go and sit the people down, like, okay, we'll let you have this.
Right.
Because there's no need in us running our men down. They play really, really smart.
And then
they'll steal games from you.
And, you know, and then they've got Tim Duncan, and, you know, you would think logic would say that the younger legs, the younger age,
they're smart though,
you know,
that wisdom,
that they would be able to overtake the aging San Antonio Spurs, but that wisdom just keeps showing up.
And they're wise, and they're good, and they know how to play together. They're not about who does what. There's really no real super, you know, they just step up and do what has to be done. They do get the job done. And I would tell you, if that OKC team would have the same wisdom that they had, they probably wouldn't be able to stay on the floor with OKC.
And I'm going to tell you, I think in this next draft, I think that OKC is going to have to, they're going to have to do something, you know, to surround Kevin Durant with a better core. He's a one-man show.
Well, no, a lot of people think that he is, he's good. You know, he's not as good a defensive player as LeBron is, but as far as offense goes, he can put points up and he can help the players around him.
Mm-hmm.
I think the fact that they have a point guard that makes a lot of points too it does something to the chemistry of that team. I don't really know. I'm just not that. I don't know.
Right.
But for some reason, they can't win the big game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one that they need to win and win it all. But who's to say that they're not going to win it this year? Because, you know, they could. I still believe that on some level they can turn it around and beat San Antonio.
Mm.
You know, four in a row.
Really?
Yeah, I believe they can do it. But, I mean, will they do it? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hard because it's only 2-1. I mean, they're not out of the series.
No, I think it's 3-1.
No, is it?
Yeah.
No, it's 3-1 Miami. I don't know if it's – I think it's 2-1 OKC.
Well, they're playing tonight. Serge Ibaka returned to help the Thunder avoid a 3-0 series.
Right.
Okay.
So 2-1.
Okay. So – you know,
yeah, it's 2-1 then.
At this point, okay, and then they're slated to play
tonight.
You know, possible, but probably not probable that they'll be able to overtake.
Well, if they win tonight, it's going to be 2-2.
Yeah.
Shucks, I don't think it's out of reach. I really don't. Now, what's going to happen if the Spurs or if OKC does beat the Spurs or if the Spurs beat OKC? It's going to be one of them. The bigger question is, can they beat the Heat? Because I think everybody knows that the Heat is going to be
in the finals,
the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
Right. They're going to be the Eastern Conference champions, and they're going to either take on OKC or they're going to take on the Spurs. And can either one of the teams in the East come and beat that Heat team?
And so do you think that when it's all said and done that LeBron will three-peat?
Well, you know, I hate to say it like this, but, you know, when they did the walkout in the gym when they was dapping everybody up, I was like, yeah, they finna win them all.
Uh-huh.
That's just what I thought.
Uh-huh.
You know, people were saying, oh, it's
when they first assembled the
yeah.
team.
Mm-hmm. When they first assembled, I was like, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, they're about to. They done put together yeah. the coup de grace. You know, they done pull a coup. They taking over the NBA. And so that's what I thought. But, of course, the professionals was like, oh, it doesn't mean anything. It may take them 2 or 3 years to start gelling. But, no, it didn't work like that. They were in the finals the first year.
Right, and they super exceeded they really did super exceed everything that the pundits said.
Oh, yeah, the pundits were way off. They just didn't believe that in the NBA you could put together a team and orchestrate it the way that they did and go straight to the top.
Mm-hmm.
They went straight to the top.
I'm going to tell you, we love this time of year. We love the competitive nature, and we love to see how players show up in situations like this. But more importantly, we like to see how people lead and, you know, and how they affect not only the atmosphere of sport, but how they affect the team, you know, and the fans. We're all affected by, you know, if you're a fan and if you love it, you just really kind of look at how those people step up to the plate and how they lead. I don't know. We're very intrigued by that, and just like to see it. Love great competition, and it has been a great competition, and we just really can't wait to see what happens tonight. The Spurs take on the Thunder again, and you know we'll see what happens, but it's promising to be a great series. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, the credit union with heart, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information, their number, 800-833-4195 or 318-964-2025. McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. You're on point. It's 19 minutes after 8 local time, 19 minutes after 9 Eastern time. We're back after this. This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr.,
The number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute in Alexandria, Louisiana. Just want to share a word with you this morning of encouragement that we may help motivate us to be who we are. Encouragement after a weekend of work and worship. I just want you to know that when we are busy doing what God purposed us to do, there is really no challenge from anybody, because God will empower us and provide for us and preserve and protect us to do what he purposed us to do. So this week, I want you to look for the good in everybody. If you look for good, you will find it, you will see it, you will know it, and draw from that other person's energy to do what it is God purposed you to do. Remember this: if you can't do the large things, do the small things, and be where you are while you're there. And enough small things will add up. Enough dollars can add to be a million. Don't wait to get a $1 million bill. Just collect dollars on your way. Take care.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapid Regional Medical Center.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in recess.
bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadow, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network, 827 local time, 927 Eastern time. It's Tuesday, May 27th, and so much is going on. But, you know, as we move forward in the week, you know, one of the things that we talked about this morning was balance. And, you know, DC said that for us personally, we had to go back to the beginning, step one. But I started reading and thinking about how to power yourself down. Sometimes, you see, especially in the last week or so, maybe 2 weeks, I think we've been in a power down mode, don't you? Where we just kind of had to power ourselves down, really let go, and just throw your heart over the bar and trust the process. And for so many of us, it's so hard to do. And, you know, we talked about having Bishop Jakes on the show, and we're super excited about that. He's got an incredible new book called Instinct. And many of us are in a position and in a place and in a season where we're really needing to trust our instincts. So I think it's great timing that Bishop Jakes will be joining us once again here on the OPT Network. And you know, as we talk about seasons, we are constantly reminded about the seasons because we live in the country. And the last few days have been really, really challenging as the seasons have changed. And so what we've noticed is that the harvest has been harvested. The crop has been harvested, rather. The wheat has been harvested out of the field. I mean, just really happens really quickly. One day you look, it's planted. The wheat has grown. It's harvested before you know it. The field is literally burned. The next day after the field is burned, it's plowed up and ready for new seed. And so we asked one of the farmers, we said, wow, that happened so quickly. We said, what happened? You know, what was that? Was it wheat? We thought it was wheat. He said, yeah, it was wheat. They harvested. You know, we took it to where it's going to be sold. And they're ready to plant, I think he said soybeans, huh? And the next plant is going to be soybeans. And so I say that to say that we're all sort of in different seasons, and we're always reminded because of the farmers and living in the country and seeing how each season comes with a different plant or a different crop. And so a lot of people are trying to figure out their season and where they are. And sometimes you need a little bit of help. You need to really lock into that part of yourself that says, this is where I'm supposed to be in this season. And in the process of doing that, sometimes I think we try so terribly hard to figure it out that we're really counterproductive. You're working so hard to figure it out that you actually just go into almost a brain lock. And so this article on Oprah's website or O Magazine talked about really what we were talking about, relinquishing control and powering down the mental aspect of yourself and all of the things that your mind is trying to do in one setting. Our minds sometimes are running at such a fast pace that even we can't keep up with it. And it's one of the things that you have to do is power yourself down. And most of us never give ourselves an opportunity to power down. And so the last several days I've been saying to DC, I've been noticing that he's really powered down, where he's been just very, very introspective, very quiet, and just DC sort of really relaxed and very quiet. And for you, is that about powering yourself down for the next thing, you think?
Well, no, it's about getting through these.
Has that power down been about?
Well, you know, I have to really focus really hard here because, you know, if you don't watch yourself, one thought of something can trigger something and have you doing something you don't want to do. Just that quick. One trigger, just one thought. So, you know, I'm having to really watch really, really closely because, you know, I've gone through these situations where I've been doing well with a new eat plan. And, you know, I fall off the horse. And, you know, at this point, I'm just not wanting to fall off right now. So I'm being very, very careful. I'm paying very, very close attention. And I'm trying to process some of the thoughts that I'm having, why I'm having them. You know, what can I do to change it? But, well, for the most part, you know, that first 30 days of whatever it is you're doing is, you know, you're going through the process of changing your mind. And, you know, to change your mind has to be focused.
Wow. And here I am thinking that you were, you know, focused in on some other things and powering down. And this is really an important aspect of life and getting healthy. And, you know, it's amazing that you find that you really, really have to focus on this process, where I just kind of thought, you know, we just go through it, we just move through it, and it's going to be what it's going to be. I had no idea you were focusing.
No, well, you're moving through it like that. It's easy for you.
It's not that easy for me.
Yeah, it's,
listen,
kinda, it's
as
a lot
I'm,
easier for you than it is for me.
As I'm drinking my tea, I'm saying, wow, it would be so much better if it had a little something in it, a little honey, a little sweetener. You know, it is not easy to really just give up some sort of sweetener. And I can feel it, you know, in my palate. Like, I always seem to be very thirsty. But, no, I don't think it's easy. I just think it's part of the process, and we're going through it. And I've accepted it. And, you know, it is what it is, you know?
Right.
So, but, you know, each person has to go through their process, and we do have to learn to power ourselves down regardless of why you need to do it, whether you're focusing on getting better, getting healthier, you know, really preparing for the summer. A lot of people are getting, you know, wanting to get healthier for the summer, getting into shape. And summer just brings that about. You want to look better, especially if you're going to be on the beach, if you're going to be swimming. You're wearing shorts a lot more. People just want to look and feel better about their bodies. And so whatever it takes to get that done, we encourage you to make sure that you get into that process and power yourself down so that you can relax and kind of go with the flow. Magnolia State Mortgage is where dreams come true. The ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage have been helping customers for decades finance their first home, purchase their first home, and even invest. The number to phone for more information, 318-561-8020. Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will, serving Central Louisiana since 1919, celebrating 95 years right here in Central Louisiana. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. is a skilled personal injury attorney. For four decades, he's been serving this community. He's got experience in personal injury and litigation. And most importantly, Chris Roy Jr. understands the mental, physical, and even the financial aspects and the burdens when it comes to injury. He can help you and your family. You can trust him. He's competent. He's professional. And the number to phone, 318-487-0991. You're on point. We're going to get a break, and we're back in a moment.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Last night, I signed my first $1 million contract.
My baby made it to the pros.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's Dollar Menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's Dollar Menu at breakfast. With great tasting options like McCafe Coffee, Sausage Burritos, and the Sausage McMuffin Sandwich, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business with a Close the Gap mentoring program designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, the morning is winding down already, 8:44 local time, 9:44 Eastern time. It's Tuesday. And most importantly, we hope you that you have your continued momentum from the long weekend. A lot of people are still trying to pull it together. But what you got to do is make sure that you understand that yesterday was a gift. Today is you're in full stride. You're ready to go. You've got your momentum from yesterday, and hopefully you're getting there. Interesting article that many people deal with when they're at work, and a lot of people have this issue, and who knew that there was something called bathroom etiquette? And I have wondered about this all the time. Like when you are at your job and you share community restrooms, and I've always wondered, you know, when you go into a restroom and somebody has had a movement, a bowel movement, and they didn't flush properly. You know, and I've always wondered, and, you know, we've always walked into those situations. I know it's something to be talking about quite early, but it's just the truth. And so you wonder, do you flush? Do you go in and sort of use your foot to flush it? Or do you just kind of say, oh, wow. You know, I mean, you don't want to say it's nasty because we all have to have bowel movements, but somebody walked away and didn't flush or wouldn't go down or whatever. Well, who knew that there's something called, Michael Sykes is the president of the International Center for Bathroom Etiquette. And this article appeared in the Huffington Post, and he talked about, you know, things that we all really kind of think about, especially if you have to have a bowel movement at work. And many people have said, well, I just kind of hold it until I get home. I'll hold it all day, or I'll hold it until I get to a place outside of the office. You know, I don't want to have a movement at work. Well, he says that this is a pretty similar situation for everybody. And he said there is a quote-unquote golden rule for normal bathroom etiquette. He said, first of all, when you go into the bathroom, you keep your mouth shut. Okay, who knew? You're quiet. He says, be quiet in there. And then he says, you know, to just, you know, you don't want to conversate with anybody in the bathroom. And he says, then if you're in a small office and it's right next to the boss's office, you most people don't even want to go into the bathroom if they have to make a movement. And who knew that this was a whole situation that somebody would write about and talk about? And he says that most people are genuinely just embarrassed when they've got to go. And so the title of the article, believe it or not, I can't even say the word, but it's whether to take a dump or whether not to take a dump. But that's not what they said. Yeah, that's what they said.
That's
yeah.
A shame.
But so everybody's trying to figure out how, if you really just got to go, you just got to go. And what he says is it's really okay if you got to go and have a movement at work. He said it's not a bad thing at all. He said it's nothing we should be ashamed of. And I hear you in the spirit. People are saying, I'm just not going to take a dump at work. I'm just not going to have a movement at work. Well, you know what? When you got to go, you got to go. You just go in politely. And really what I would suggest is if you are in a situation like that, take your spray in and be courteous and make sure that you flush. Make sure that if you have to have a movement at work, I know that's really, it's an embarrassing thing to talk about, but it's one of those natural things that we all have to do. And guess what? It's no need in stopping your plumbing up because you're too shy or you're too embarrassed to go and have a movement. But be courteous if you have to have a movement, DC. Be courteous and make sure that you, when you go in, that you clean up behind yourself, that you don't leave bowel movement in the bowl. You know, even if it's embarrassing and you got to stay there for a few extra minutes to make sure that you flush, nobody wants to go in and see anybody else's excrement in the commode. But yeah, can you believe it? They wrote a whole article on it, and there is etiquette that speaks to having a bowel movement at work. He said you need to be courteous, you need to be quiet, you need to go in, handle your business, Yeah, he says be quiet. And he said it is absolutely not bad etiquette to have a bowel movement at work. And so that's just another one of those things that, you know, you kind of wondered about. A lot of people have kind of held it, you know, at least until lunchtime where they can get to a place where, you know, you can go and what do you got to say?
Well, I mean, you know, it's one of those things, too, when nature calls. I mean, you can't just, you know, everybody can't just do that.
That's right.
You got to go. When you got to go, you got to go.
When you got to go, you got to go.
I was telling young Deuce Christmas, you know, he's telling me, I'll just let him know a man's got to do what a man's
got to do. What was young Deuce Christmas telling you?
I just let him know about that one time.
Uh-huh.
How you got to handle that situation. You got to do what a man's got to do, man. You got time for that.
And, you know, men and women kind of handle those situations maybe just a little bit differently. But as you said, when nature calls, but it is okay. Etiquette says that it is okay to have a movement.
What if etiquette would have said it wasn't okay?
I guess a woman's got to do what a woman's got to do, too, if nature calls.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's just, it's like my brother would say, it's one of those natural things. We all do it.
Right. To me, that's one of those articles where, you know, I don't know why they put it out there just to make you think about it, whatever, because when you got to go, you got to go. You know, and if you've been in one of those situations where, you know, nature or nothing else, I mean, the bathroom etiquette or whatever it is, if they've got a sign up there posted, number one only, no number two, guess what? Man, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
And how about when nature calls in the great outdoors? I know people were probably saying, how do they stay out there fishing all those hours when nature calls?
You're in nature.
And that's one of those, you know, that's one of those natural things that you deal with when you're out in, you know, in nature. You just kind of get natural, you know?
Get natural.
But it's one of those things that it's embarrassing, but, you know, and it's not embarrassing. It's just one of those natural things. Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Sylvia's Caring Companions, Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Cabrini Hospital's new community clinic is Incarnate Word Community Clinic. Urgent Care, Physician's Appointments, it's located at 3351 Masonic Drive right here in Alexandria. You can phone for an appointment or simply walk in at no cost to you, 318-448-6800. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Offices. That number for Attorney Chris Roy Jr., 318-487-9537.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our
compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Ladies and gents, turn up your sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana in the GMB Getaway Blues from the Refugee Camp.
Harlem. She living the life just like a movie star. Oh, Maria, Maria. Time out of justice, see you.